The candidates plunged right into front-page news and foreign policy with the first question posed by last night's moderator, ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He asked whether the candidates support President Obama's current plan to fight the Islamic State group, or ISIS. Hagan, who had the first turn, said it should be eradicated. But she supports having a broad coalition of partners in the region to achieve that goal.
It has to be a unified front. And I think when I see what Speaker Tillis has done, he is waffling on these issues. He is spineless on what he would do to take ISIS out. I have been clear, I have been decisive, but I think we need to hear what Speaker Tillis would do.
Instead of explaining whether he agreed with the president's plan, Tillis immediately attacked it by connecting the rise of the Islamic State group to the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq.
Senator Hagan and President Obama, this is a policy that needs to be on the ballot in November. They have failed the American people, and they've made our nation and the world less safe and less secure. They're coming up with a strategy to solve a problem that they largely created.
Later in the debate, when it came time for the two to ask each other questions, Tillis circled back to the subject of ISIS. He asked Hagan why, as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, she'd missed half of the group's meetings. Hagan began her answer by addressing George Stephanopoulos.
Let me clarify something, George. I am not on the Foreign Affairs Committee. I serve on the Armed Services Committee. And Speaker Tillis...
I stand corrected. May I ask, were you not present for 50% of those meetings?
George, I'm on the Armed Services Committee.
Okay.
It seems like what you're saying to me, Speaker Tillis, I understand your question.
Hagan said she'd been well briefed on the subject of the Islamic State group, while Tillis continued to refer to her attendance record at committee meetings. Another timely topic brought up in last night's debate was same-sex marriage. Stephanopoulos started by mentioning the U.S. Supreme Court's decision earlier this week to let lower court rulings stand that struck down marriage bans in five states. Tillis said he still supports banning same-sex unions.
I feel it's my responsibility, after 60% of the people voted that into law, to defend the laws of the state.
Tillis was referring to the state constitutional amendment passed in 2012 that bans same-sex marriage. 61% of voters approved the measure. When it came time for Hagan's turn, she said she opposed the amendment.
I do not think anyone, including the government, should tell somebody who they love or who they can marry. Speaker Tillis put Amendment 1 on the ballot in North Carolina. He actually said he had to put it on the ballot in a May primary because it wouldn't have passed in November.
That prompted a broader exchange between the two. Throughout the debate, Hagan took aim at measures supported by the state legislature, while Tillis has served as Speaker of the House.
100% of the time, Speaker Tillis's policies have hurt North Carolina. Gutted education, killed an equal pay bill, no Medicaid expansion. That's what he says as being effective.
96% of the time, Senator Hagan's voted with President Obama. And President Obama says when you vote in the November election, that you're voting for his policies.
Tillis strove to connect Hagan's voting record with President Obama no less than 10 times throughout the debate. The candidates also touched on a number of other subjects, including the Affordable Care Act, Ebola, teacher pay, and equal pay for women. Later this week, they'll have a third opportunity to debate the issues. Their third and final debate will be held in Wilmington on Thursday. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.